please, I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Hello, welcome to, that just did not start coming out right. Let me start over from the top. Me. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Ramblings of an Insomniac. I am Courtney, or as some little kids used to call me, Courtney, not with the K, like the Kardashians. Man, I get asked that all the time now. Thank you, Courtney Kardashian, but I am the original. I'm the OG. I came before you, and it's spelt with a C. Anyway, I started doing a podcast, and I was going on, and I was 19 minutes and 53 seconds into my babbling when I got interrupted by several phone calls and then texts, which I love because they were from my friends and I love seeing those. So that is great. Not complaining. But the point is, then I accidentally went out of the program and it's gone. So I wasted 19 minutes and 53 seconds. But you know what? It's probably better because I was quite literally rambling in the most literal sense of the word. But I mean, that's really nothing different than I normally do. I suppose I always ramble. It's not like there's one podcast where I ramble less. I kind of, again, it's the whole name of my podcast that I ramble. So I never really speak coherent sentences, nor do I really say anything that's profound or enlightening or anything new, really. But that's okay. Again, the difference between my podcast and others is you hear this, my dog's barking obnoxiously in the middle of a podcast or panting or slurping up water. Hey, quiet, Henry, let the alarm go. Quiet. Gosh, un momento. Lord have mercy. Anyway, I usually don't say a whole lot that's, necessarily valuable, but the thing you get is you get this stuff. You get my dogs barking, you get them slurping up water in the background, panting in the background, you get the Amazon driver, you get birds, you get crickets, coyotes, you know, you hear it all. You hear me walking around and it's life. You hear life. You hear unedited stuff. Why take that stuff out? That's life. That's the best part of life. I mean, some people might want to really professional podcast where you don't hear all this crap in the background. But like right now, you're hearing birds. What if you live in an area where all you hear are car horns and the drilling of, you know, a jackhammer or just city sounds? And what if you can't hear beautiful nature sounds like coyotes and crickets and stuff and the birds and my wind chimes? I mean, not hearing dogs and stuff. I'd like that. Why edit it? Don't edit life. That should be a bumper sticker. Don't edit life. Although that said, I don't know, because there's a lot of weird ass shit going on that, that could use some editing. I mean, man, the world has gone topsy turvy. I'm going to say, I feel like we're in the Truman Show. And I'm hoping one day this is all some like alien experiment. I mean, I'd be really pissed off, but also relieved. I still think there are some aliens. I am standing by Anderson Cooper and Tori Spelling and Tom Cruise. I'm standing by that they're aliens. I don't know. Not because I think they're bad people or ugly or anything like that. They have an alien-esque quality. I mean, Anderson Cooper has to be. I feel like it's a 99.9% chance. but actually, for the record, I don't like Anderson Cooper at all. And I don't know Tori Spelling, but she seems annoying. And I don't know Tom Cruise, but he seems pretty badass. Kind of crazy in some aspects, pretty normal and smart in others, and definitely a badass mofo, though. Jesus, wow. Don't think he's good looking like everybody else does. No offense, Tom Cruise. I mean, I'm not good looking either. So who am I to talk, right? I don't know. Ugh, that whole looks thing. I have this really big thing for men with jacked up, weird noses, bent noses, like jacked up like it's been broken or something, like the Tom Cruise or Luke Wilson kind of look, or like they've been in martial arts and they like got their nose broke. I don't know. It's for some reason, I dig it. I really like it. So Tom Cruise's nose, I love it, but not a fan of the rest of them. I don't think he's good looking. I also don't find Brad Pitt good looking at all. I find him odd looking. He might be an alien too. I find Paul Rudd attractive for some reason. I like that nerdy, dorky. I mean, I hate to say that because nerdy, dorky is awesome. That's in. That's so 2024. But it's just, I've always liked the quirky, jacked up nose, smart, funny, quirky, kind of socially awkward dork. I love it. I don't know. Attraction is crazy, right? Like you see someone, you see two people, and I'm sorry, we all do this, so don't think I'm an asshole for saying it. I'm just going to say it and we all think it. Whenever there's a really good looking person or that we think is really good looking in our eyes, we view that person as really good looking, that is with someone that in our eyes seems very, very opposite in mannerisms, personality, and is very unattractive. You're like, what in the hell? How did that happen? But there's always opposites attracts. And it goes to show you, and this is what I love about humans, is that just because someone finds you beautiful or handsome, that beauty is only one part of the equation, and that how we view, how each of us view beauty is just like they say, it's in the eye of the beholder. And I love that because maybe that person that is considered the really attractive one, maybe they actually find their partner really attractive and we don't. Or maybe they don't find their partner necessarily super good looking. I'm sure they find them attractive because you can't be with someone that you don't find attractive at all. I mean, maybe you don't find them hot or super sexy, but you have to find them at least somewhat attractive. Maybe if it's their personality that even makes them look attractive, but still, that person has to see them as at least somewhat attractive. But it goes to show you that personality counts, unless that person is just loaded and they're just dating them because they're a gold digger. I don't know. There's that option too. Oh, hello. See, this is what I love. On what other podcast can you hear that? Unless you're listening to like a horse podcast. Hi, baby. God, horses are the best thing in the whole world. Horses and dogs. Something to be said about equine therapy. It's a genuine thing. I just totally switched topics. I'll stick with what we were talking about and then we'll circle back. This is why I need to have a plan when I do these podcasts where I'm like, I don't have a plan. I don't have a topic. Usually I never have a plan. I never have a plan, by the way. I'm not prepared. I'm just like, I'm going to talk about this certain topic today. And then I do my podcast on that topic or topics. But I never have a plan as far as like nothing's written out. I don't take notes. I just kind of wing it, which you can tell because I don't sound professional. And it's probably why not a lot of people listen to me, because I don't edit and because I don't censor and because I just babble and I don't have topics that I, you know, have statistics on and research and really, it's probably why. But I'm going to still stick to not editing. I'm going to stick to just talking about what comes off the top of my head. And that's how it's going to be. So it might be all over the place. It might be hard to keep up with. I don't know, but it's how I am. I mean, Ben Shapiro talks a lot faster than I do and people keep up with him and he kind of is all over the place sometimes. So, you know, anyway, topic is good looking versus not. Either they're a gold digger or they actually see that that person in their eyes is beautiful and that I love that it can be actual personality makes that person better. And then there's the, then there are the thing where you have two good looking people and they somehow have a really ugly child. I've said this forever. If you watch like Miss Universe pageants, it always cracks me up when they pan out to the parents and the parents are like super ugly. And then they're like, how in the hell did you make that beautiful child? And then the opposite happens. Two beautiful parents tend to make an ugly kid. Have you noticed that? It's like math, you know, two negatives equal a positive, but I don't know. It's crazy because I'm telling you, two pretties make a negative. I don't know. And then when you've got one pretty and one not, well, then it's 50-50. Then your odds are it's a coin toss. But I love that, like, again, I find men that are quirky and a little socially awkward and funny and smart with a jacked up nose and preferably dark hair. I have blonde hair, so I hate to admit it, but I'm not really all that attractive to blonde men. I mean, I don't count them out, but I just normally don't go, yeah, over a blonde dude. But, you know, that's just because I'm blonde, probably. Anyway, it's funny how, like, my friends and I, who we find attractive and what qualities we find attractive in a person. And then it's also equally scary because you'll have a friend who is with that guy or that woman, with that partner, that you're like, oh, you should not be with this person. Why are you together? They are shitty. They're not good people. They mentally abuse you, or they verbally abuse you, or they cheat on you, or they're controlling, or, you know, whatever. And, or sometimes all of the above. And you're just like, God, why are you so insecure? You're an amazing person. You deserve so much more. But attraction is a tricky thing because it has to also do with our mental state and how we are feeling mentally at the time. And if we're insecure and we're depressed and stuff, we're probably not going to pick the best partner. So, yeah. I don't even know how I got onto that. I'm really tired. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. I'm tired. That's, you know, again, ramblings of an insomniac. Well, here we go. But, and then horses. I have to say things before I forget. Horses. Equine therapy is a thing. I love that I am so blessed and so grateful to be living next door to neighbors that have horses. And they will do this thing where they'll just run across the field. And God, it's therapeutic. It's so amazing to watch them run. If you haven't watched a horse run, do it. It's just, whether it's on TV, look it up on YouTube, or if you have horses around you, God, they're just amazing creatures. And I love when you can get a horse that doesn't like most people, that just hates most people, will try to buck them off or nip at them or just doesn't like them. But then they're around a child with special needs or a child in general, and they're so kind and they're so tolerant. It's like they just know. And I love seeing animals like that in general, dogs, any animal, cats, snakes, pigs, I don't care, that have that compassion and can sense when to be kind or not. And horses, man, it's a toss-up between dogs and horses. I think they're both number one, but I love horses. There's just something calming about a barn, the barn smell. I don't ever want to wash off that dirty, dusty barn smell. I even love the smell of horse poop. Love it. It's great. Cow poop, fine. I mean, Tillamook, I lived by Tillamook. That got a little old. That's a lot of cow poop all at once. Cow poop hot days. Or when you're playing football and their football field's pretty much cow patty. That's not so great. But anyway, God, I've only been rambling for 13 minutes. Jesus. You guys have probably been like 13, only 13. It feels like 43 minutes that you've been rambling on and on. I'm sure for you guys, it feels a lot longer. For me, I'm like only 13. It's like I've been talking forever. See, again, this is why people probably prepare a lot more and they have topics. Uh-oh, I need to get an ATV. Not an ATV, not an APB. I need to find my dog. What's that called? I need to get a visual. Anyway, un momento, por favor. Wow, my dogs are being good and I'm just not used to it. They're all just like laying on the porch because it's a beautiful day. So we've been outside pretty much since 8 o'clock this morning. It is now 12:30 and I'm not used to them being good. They're all kind of sticking around and laying around. And man, if we could all just act like a dog, roll around in the grass, chase some bugs, you know, sniff each other's butts. Maybe not that, but just sniff around, you know, take in the scents, take in the sights, really smell what's going on, roll around. It's just, I think dogs have the key to happiness, you know? They don't take things too seriously. They don't complicate things. But, you know, their brain also isn't as developed as ours, and it's different than ours. So, of course, they don't have the capacity. Gwen, Gwenny, come on. Come on, Gwen. Healers. Oh, anyway. So obviously, you know, they don't have all the stress and stuff that we do. So I'm sure sometimes rolling around the grass isn't quite going to cut it. But you know what? Dang it. We do need to do it. Find yourself a big old medal and just roll around on the grass. Anyway, like I said, rambling. And it's really not been very long since I've been rambling. And I should be having a script or something to go by. Because now it's like I've quite literally just been rambling. And I'm sure most of you are asleep by now. I did a podcast. I've done one, but I believe I've done two other podcasts where I've done this. I've just decided, I'm in the mood. I'm thinking I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to see what comes out of my mouth and see if it can even remotely be construed as a podcast. Although, again, if you go through my podcast, probably 75% of them couldn't really be construed as a podcast. But hey, you know, I've got probably 25%. That's not too shabby, right? Right? No, I'm going to say 100% of my podcasts are great, and you should listen. You should keep listening because they're awesome. And you never know. What if the next podcast, what if you stop listening today and then you miss out on the best podcast the next time? And what if all your friends are like, did you listen to Courtney's latest podcast? And you're like, no, I'm sorry, I stopped listening. And then they're like, wow, really? What? Why? So you should keep listening because, again, it can only get better and better, right? But I should have a script. And I don't. And then I just pull stuff out my butt. I used to do that in high school. I used to love essays. I don't know, a lot of people did this, but I had a teacher. I loved her to death because she didn't take my shit. She no meant no. She did not give me an inch. And she was hard on me because she's a good teacher. And that's how good teachers should treat you. They should be hard on you. And so she made me at my best, but she would call me out when I was full of shit, and I loved it because I loved essays because I thought I could BS my way out of it. I could just talk my way out of it, and I could just write a bunch of generic, general things. And if I skimmed the book, I could, you know, throw in enough information that somehow I could BS my way around it. And a lot of teachers, unfortunately, fell for it because they either didn't read it and they just, you know, didn't feel like doing their job, or they read it and they just didn't have high standards. But Miss Robnett, she read stuff, and plus it was a college prep English class that I was taking. So she was like, look, if we're going to prepare you for college, I'm not going to let you be a moron. Although now, you know, if she only knew, this was back in, you know, the 90s. So if she only knew what college was now and that it's a gigantic joke, she probably would be like, oh, you know, it's fine. Subpar apparently in college is fine. Not knowing facts and not being able to read or write is great. But at any rate, I used to love essays because I could just BS my way through them. And she was like, no. And she back then, again, back in my day, you had to actually write stuff with your hand with this thing called a pencil. I don't know if a lot of people know what a pencil is. We had to write with a pencil. Why with a pencil and not pen? Because we had to erase it, not white out, not retype it and print it out, but erase if we spelled things wrong, or erase things if we had poor grammar, or erase things or rewrite things if we didn't cite where we got our facts from. They made us cite where we got our facts from, and we got our facts from going to the library using the Dewey Decimal System. You know, you had to look up on the index card where to find the book, and then you had to go find the book, and you had to actually open the book and had to actually find the chapter and find the information and then write that down and then cite that. We didn't get to just say things and have whatever we say just be counted as the truth. We couldn't just pull garbage and misinformation out our butts, broadcast it all over everywhere, and then go and then say it's facts. And then have no proof of that whatsoever and have people still believe us. Back in the day, you had to have proof. You had to know what the hell you were talking about. It was great. It was a better time. People didn't go around. I mean, people still tried to go around saying stupid shit all the time. People did not try. People did say things that were wrong and weren't facts all the time. They misspoke constantly. That will always happen because we're humans and we have brains. And because we have brains, we do stupid shit and say stupid shit. But back then, if you put something that was wrong in the paper, you had to retract it and you could get fired for it and you could get sued for it. If you said something wrong in the news, you could get sued or fired for it. And they had to retract it and they had to go back on the next day and be like, oh, you know what? We fucked up. We're stupid. Here's the actual information. And they actually wanted journalists. People need to stop calling themselves journalists. If you're a news anchor, you're not a journalist anymore. You're just up there trying to look pretty and be fake. And you're reading off of a teleprompter. Get over here, Gwenny. Come on, Gwen. Let's go. You're reading off of a teleprompter and you're not going around getting your facts. You're not fact checking. You're not doing your homework. You're not researching. You're not going to the countries or the places that you're talking about and talking to the people and getting involved in the culture and immersing yourself in your news story, in your piece. Actual news anchors, actual journalists went to the site. They gathered facts and statistics. They gathered information from all points of view, all points of view, all aspects. They don't do that anymore. And back then you were held accountable if you didn't. So when I went to school, we actually had to write things down and go get information, not off the web, especially biased Google, biased web, that computer programmers that graduated from colleges that are far, far left and crazy program the AI to, you know, be picky and choosy, and post things that aren't necessarily factual. But back in the day, it was a different standard. It was a different time. We had standards. We seem to have morals and ethics. They have now gone out the window. No standards, that's for sure, especially in Oregon. Again, when you can graduate without knowing English, writing it, speaking it, reading it, or basic math, then obviously information and facts and stats are not something that we care about anymore. But in my day, we did. And it was nice because I liked teachers that held you accountable. And I, you know, again, I do these podcasts, and when I do my homework and I do my research, it's probably a better podcast. When I'm on here doing what I am now and just babbling and winging it, it's probably not as great of a podcast, you know? See how I circled around? I did circle around. You were wondering, you were like, she is on so many different trains right now. She is on so many different topics. But look, I circled back around. I made them all fit. See, that's my skill right there, you know? I tied it all in. I started to go one way with the horses and the dogs, tied it back in. Started to go one way with the babbling and the essays and the teachers, circled back around. See? Yeah, professional right here. I may not be using professional equipment and be acting, you know, necessarily professional all the time, but look at that. Anyway, point being, this is like my podcast called The Podcast That Never Ends. I just felt like doing one. It was a beautiful day. And while my dogs were outside, I figured, what can I do while they're outside? I've already exercised them a boatload. So what can I do? God forbid I say, I know, I'll go do yard work, which needs to be done. Or God forbid I say, I know, I'll be productive out in my yard and pull some weeds or mow. But no, I didn't. I said, I'll do a podcast and babble incessantly. And somehow tie it all back in, though, to, hey, what can we say? Prepare. Like the Boy Scouts say, it's always good to be prepared. Always be prepared. Or Smokey the Bear? No, he says, only you can prevent forest fires. Both good advice, though, really. But hey, my point is, be prepared. Do your homework. Know what you're talking about. Unless you're doing a podcast called The Ramblings of an Insomniac, in which case I get to babble because that is what it's all about. But hey, thank you thanks for your time. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Ramblings of an Insomniac. Until next time.